This is Smart Tech, episode 1513, Amazon Prime, why right now might be the right time for you to check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, it is prime time to listen to Smart Tech, and I am your prime host, Chuck Minear, and I am a fan of Amazon Prime. Now, July 15th, 2015, I may be even more of a fan because they're having a Black Friday type sale for Prime members. If you go to our website, www.smarttech.tv, there's a link for signing up for Prime. And the best part is that you can have a 30-day free trial to try it out. So you can basically be part of this sale for free. And if you're planning on shopping on Amazon or signing up for Prime, we would really appreciate if you'd use the link on our website because it is an affiliate link and it helps keep us on the air and it doesn't cost you anything. So what is Amazon Prime? Well, for those of you living in a cave somewhere, Amazon is one of the world's largest online marketplaces. Now, in the old days, if you needed something exotic or out of the way, you would look at the Sears catalog. Think of it as an online Sears catalog. Millions of items, parts, electronics, clothes, food, sporting goods, to name a few, are a few clicks away at low prices and ready to be delivered. In some cases, the same day. In fact, if I'm purchasing practically anything, I check with Amazon to see if I can get it cheaper or faster. Now, Prime is Amazon's subscription service. It is most famous for providing two-day shipping upgrades on many products for free. In fact, that's the reason I joined. A couple years ago, Christmas was coming, and I needed gifts fast because, you know, of course, I hadn't done my shopping. So I decided, you know, I'm going to join Prime free for the 30 days, use it, and then I'm going to cancel it. Well, of course, I was hooked. So Prime is $99 a year, and you get, in addition to the free two-day shipping, same-day delivery on many items now in some markets with purchases over $35. I've actually used that really recently. There's a box on the left now where you can click for same-day delivery, and many of the items that I would normally get on two-day delivery are available for one-day delivery because I'm in the Los Angeles area. So in some markets where they have warehouses in the area, they have one day or same day delivery. And I can say that when you click it and it says same day, it does arrive on the same day. Also for that membership, you get unlimited ad-free access to over a million songs, streaming stations, and collections. This also includes unlimited skips for songs you don't want to listen to. There are some of the other services that are free that you can skip a number of times, and then it doesn't let you skip anymore if you don't like the song. Amazon gives you access to their streaming service with a million songs, unlimited skips. It will also store up to 250 songs purchased outside of the Amazon Music Store for instant streaming, or you can store up to 250,000, yes, a quarter of a million songs, for $24.95 extra a year. So if you have a big, huge music collection, you can store your own high-quality streaming files on the service for $25. Now, you also have instant streaming for thousands of movies and TV shows with Prime Instant Video. That's their service that lets you go on and stream these shows. And there's a lot of them, and they're newer shows, too. It's not just old shows, although I like old shows, so I think it's great. I watch some of the old series that I like to watch. They have new things, old things on there. It's a good selection. And if you have an Amazon Fire Stick, which is a lot like a Chromecast from Google, or if you have a Fire TV, which is like a Roku box or a Apple TV box, if you have those from Amazon, you can stream the movies and TV shows directly to your TV, or you can watch them on your computer or mobile device. Or if your mobile device is hooked up to your TV, you can watch them on your mobile device and then send it to your TV that way too. So it's a huge selection and quite a good selection. Also, you have free unlimited photo storage in Amazon Cloud Drive. That's right, it's unlimited. If your file size is 2 gigabytes or less, you can upload most file formats and videos under 20 minutes to store for free. So it has to be 2 gigabytes or less to do the original file formats. And if you have files that are larger, it will compress those. 5 gigabytes of Amazon Cloud Storage. So this is storing anything you want. It's like a virtual hard drive, and you have 5 gigabytes that you can store whatever you want and access it wherever you want. And if you have a Kindle, you can read free books each month. You can actually rent or borrow books from Kindle or on your Kindle from the Kindle Owner's Lending Library. You can borrow one book a month from Amazon from a very large lending library. And like I said, many new titles, just like in their video and TV shows. Now, this doesn't work with the Kindle app on the computer or on an iPad. It has to be an actual Kindle to do this. Although, you can, if you have the Kindle and you borrow it using the Kindle device, then once it's in your lending library, you can read it using the app on your computer or the app on your tablet, your non-Amazon tablet. So there is a way around it, but you have to own a Kindle device. And what's even better is if you're a student, you get all of these services for half price. The streaming you don't get during the trial period as a student, but once you get through the trial period, you get all of the services that you get for the full price. So it's a good deal. I think that it's one of the best technology cloud service values out there right now, especially if you use Amazon for shopping. It gives you so many things in there, and they're adding services all the time. So if you think you might be interested, maybe you have never used Amazon Prime, or like me, I held off for a long time because I thought, well, you know, I'll just look, because Amazon does have free shipping on many items that aren't Prime, but it takes, you know, 3, 4, 5 days to get to you. Once you start getting things the same day, it's really hard to go back to that free 5 day up to 2 week shipping. It really is. So give it a try. I think you should try the 30 days and see if you actually use the movies, use the TV shows. I mean, I order all kinds of things on Amazon. We order everything from staples like food, rice, to parts that are hard to find, to electronic gadgets, to the things that we test here on Smart Tech. I order a lot of that through Amazon, so I really think I get my money's worth for the $99. And once again, we really would appreciate it if you want to try Amazon, or if you want to know anything else about technology, you go to our website, www.smarttech.tv. There's a link right in the show notes to Amazon to be able to sign up, and the first 30 days are free, so you don't really lose anything. Just remember to cancel before the end of the 30 days if you decide this isn't a service that you want to use. Are you an Amazon fan, or maybe you're an Amazon hater? I don't know. Why don't you go to our website, click on the show notes, and leave us a comment. We love to read your comments. We'd like to know what you think about Amazon, about the streaming services, what you use the most on Amazon. Like if I had to say, I'd say I'd use the 2-day shipping is what I use most on Amazon. But there are other great services and people use different things. So go on and leave a comment, or go to our Facebook page and leave a comment there. You can do that too. You just go to our website, click on the Facebook link on the right-hand side, and that'll take you to our Facebook page, and you can like us there. The other thing you might want to do is toss us your email address. There's a box in the top right corner of our website, and when you put your email in there, about every quarter, we send out a newsletter, and that has links directly to the episodes that we've run in the last couple months. and some other information about smart tech. And the problem with just signing up on our Facebook page or whatever is if Facebook goes away or Twitter goes away or you don't happen to open it up, you don't know something that happened on smart tech. But this takes the information right to your email, and we do not spam you. And finally, I've been asking you the last few episodes, please go to our website, click on iTunes, and leave a comment on iTunes. If you want to do one thing to help smart tech besides using our affiliate link, it is going to iTunes and leaving a comment and a rating about smart tech. It gets us higher on the search engines. And when people look for technology podcasts, we come up right at the top with the more ratings that we have. So we really appreciate you taking the time to do that. And once again, our website is www.smarttech.tv. So until next time, maybe I'll go have some prime rib. I don't know. This is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.